Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just got a missed call from you.
Yeah. What company are you with? Just did a lot of voicemails this morning.
I didn't get a voicemail. My receptionist said you called and left me a message, so just return your call. I'm from Roscoe Brothers Incorporated.
Roscoe Brothers? Yeah, let me pull up your file real quick. Interested in over here, man. We do equipment and capital. What can I point you in the right direction?
Well, I really didn't have a need for either one, but is that what the call was about?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a need, do you have a time of the year when you typically evaluate or bring on your equipment and capital?
Yeah, it's usually towards the end of the year. What are usually the rates for something like that?
Well, what are you looking to do here, equipment or capital? That we got a bunch of different programs, different rates, and.
What about the capital? How does that work?
Yeah, so the working capital program, it's a fairly new lending tool we got here. It works. It's actually based off of sales, not credit here, and. You know, what we'd like to do is free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales for you as it's unsecured cash.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And have you ever worked with the working capital before or anything similar like that?
No, never worked with anybody like that before, just my local bank.
Oh, okay, so you work with your local bank. Who do you bank with?
Chase.
Chase. All right. Do you have like a line of credit with them or something of that nature?
Yeah, I do have a line of credit.
Oh, okay. How much is it for?
$100K.
$100K. Have you used it all up yet? Where are you at with that?
No, we have about $50,000 available still.
Okay, so you have $50K available. Do you have anything in your pipeline coming up here to where you might need a little bit more than $50K?
I have a project actually coming up where I could use probably around $150K.
Really? What kind of project are we talking about? Like, what do you guys do at Roscoe Bros?
We're kind of a job shop.
Oh, okay. A chop shop?
No, not a chop shop. Job shop.
Job shop, yeah, okay.
Like a machine shop.
Okay. So what's the project entail?
Well, basically I would use the money for, like materials, things of that nature, you know?
Okay. So you just, what kind of materials you guys deal with? Scrap metal here, not wood, like what kind of materials?
Yeah, well, we actually make the materials and we do like, projects for like schools where we build like cabinets, rails, desks. We do church mill work and et cetera.
Oh, okay. So when you're dealing with the schools and it's like more of a, commercial projects, do you get paid up front or is this more of like a halfway through the project or maybe some kind of net 30, something like that?
Yeah, we actually got to wait because it's from the government, right? So we bid and we get paid anywhere between 30 to 45 days.
Oh, okay, so it's about like a net 30, net 45 here. What's your return on investment for those projects there? Like, if I got you that $150K, what are you looking to make on that?
My margin's about 40% on that $150.
Really? Oh, this is pretty good margins there you got. Let me get back to the working capital for a second. You're saying you needed something around $150K. We don't want to really touch that line of credit because they're going to call that. So it is based off sales, not credit. So, So what did you do in gross annual sales last year?
Last year we did about 1.5.
Okay, so yeah, that falls right in the our range of what we'd like to kind of unlock. We tend to do about 10 to 15% of your sales for you, so you're landing right into that sweet spot where, we can help you out. How are sales this year? What are you tracking?
They're pretty good. We're probably maybe on trend to do 1.8, 1.9.
Oh, good, good. So you're growing a little bit here.
Yeah, definitely. But hey, what's that rate on that 150?
Yeah, so with the working capital, what we like to do is get you qualified for your largest amount and the largest term possible. So for you, it'd be around, you know, like 150, 180, and the longest term is about 3 years. The shorter end is about 3 months here. And then we work backwards from there. So your rates really depend on which program you end up choosing, because, you know, the longer the term, you know, the more interest you're going to end up paying. So, yeah, that's kind of why we like to work backwards from there. It puts more power into your hands and it lets you get what's right for you. So, when's this project coming up by? Like, when are you looking to get this 50K by? 150, excuse me.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. It's probably within the next month or so. So, okay. We're probably just going to use, you know, like I said, some the rest of our line of credit and then some you know, cash flow that we have. But, you know, it's kind of interesting what you
guys. Yeah, I mean, from my experience, is your line of credit secured or unsecured?
It is secured.
Okay, and do you do all the rest of your banking with Chase there? Do they have, you know, they take care of your cash?
Yeah, we do everything through Chase.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're probably going to want to stay away from using that line of credit because I don't know if you know exactly how that works, but if you get too close to your total limit there, they can call it on you. And if you have that 30 to 45 day period where you're not getting paid, it could put you in a sticky situation that you really don't want to be in here. So I think what we're going to probably want to do here is the working capital program for you. Just, you know, it's unsecured cash, goes right into your business account here, and you know, it doesn't go on your personal credit at all. So, you know, I think it's going to be the right move for you. Are you 100% owner of the company here?
Yeah. Well, actually, no, I'm not. It's just me and my brother.
Okay, so are you like 50% or, you know, 50-50?
Yeah, we're 50-50.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. How'd you guys get into this, you know? Like, how long you been doing it for?
We've been doing it now for about 2.5 years.
Okay, two and a half years. So how long you been in business? Like, did you incorporate, or is this like a sole prop?
We are a LLC, actually.
Okay. Yeah, it's no problem. 2.5 years, not bad, but, you know, it is primarily based on sales, so that's going to help you out here. How you rate your credit here?
My credit's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Like, good like 700 or good like 800?
Good like 650.
Okay, it's about average here. You know, like, yeah, just, do you have any other loans out besides your you know, line of credit? It's not really too much of a loan, but you know what I mean.
No, we really don't. I mean, we have like the house loan, but
yeah, loans for the business mostly, you know.
Yeah, nothing else really.
Okay. Yeah, I know we kind of brushed over this before. What are you gonna do if you don't get this? You're just gonna use your cash flow, really? Is that really your best option?
Yeah, exactly.
You really, you don't have anybody else to lean back on, or
I mean, I'm sure I can go to my bank.
Yeah. Okay. So we probably want to stay away from that. Well, you know, I think the equipment's, you know, going to be your best. I mean, not the equipment. Sorry. the capital here is going to be the best move because, like I said, your line of credit's a little bit too much used up for this project you want, and just because you're dealing with those net 30 and net 45s, I think it's in your best interest here if you just keep yourself solvent. You don't have to worry about those you know, kind of situations down the road where if they call on your line of credit, you know, it's probably going to impact your business in a not so good way here. Yeah, so do you have any contracts for the project here? Like, you know, what are you guys doing? Is it set in stone yet?
Yeah, it's set in stone. We got it coming up, like I said, in about a month. So we'll take it. We're gonna do it no matter what. It's just where we're gonna use the funds and how we're gonna use the funds.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think this is going to work out for you. I think it's probably in your best interest here. So I'll shoot you. It's a really simple process. You said it's about a month out. You know, we typically fund in about, 48 hours or so. After we get your approval, it takes, it takes about 24 hours to get the approval and another 24 after that. But it's really quick on our end. And all we really need is an application, 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
Okay. But just so I can talk to my brother about it, where do you guys start off at on this as far as, like, rate, for the 150? Can you give me a ballpark?
I mean, I can't really give you, like, solid numbers without, getting your, current up-to-date banking information, because, you don't really know your credit score off the top of your head. We got to verify, get a real-time look at the health of the business here. But it is fast and simple, and like I said, in 24 hours we can get you an approval, and we're going to work backwards from there. So we're going to get you, like I said, the longest term, highest amount of money, and see what the best option is for you. Like, what are you thinking in terms of term, for the length of the loan here? Do you want to get something more, you're leaning towards more of a 3-year, or is this something you just need it for the project, you're going to make a good return on investment, and you're going to pay it off right away?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. I guess I'd have to go over that with my brother there.
Well, I'm saying that we do have, a lot of our competitors don't tend to do this because, they like to nickel and dime you everywhere they can. But we do have a discount for early payback as well. So even if you decide that you wanted a longer term here and the money comes back quick, the receivables come in, maybe your return is 50% instead of 30, and you want to just get this off and, just pay off the loan, that's not going to be a problem at all.
Okay, that sounds good. But is there any way you could get, typically, what do most people get approved for, and what do they usually pay back, I guess?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, we don't really like to annualize our rates or even put, interest rate on it, like you're used to seeing with, your typical car loan or something like that, because, like I said, most of our, especially with the working capital, it's very short-term, 3 months, 6 month loans. Just putting an annual rate on that is not going to help anybody out. And those are amortized too. We don't like to, put any veils in front of the loans here. It's very simple, very straightforward. This is your amount that you're going to get in your lump sum. This is what you're going to pay back total. These are what your monthly or weekly or daily payments are going to be. It's more like a cents on the dollar type deal.
Okay, so where do you guys start off, cents on the dollar?
I've seen them go lower, but I'd say average, maybe about 10 cents on the dollar. You go up and down a little bit from there, but if I had to give you a ballpark here, again, I got to verify your credit. I got to verify if you're actually pulling in 1.5 last year, but it can only help you out. How's your brother's credit? I don't know. Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, we're going to have both of you, fill out the applications anyway, because you are both 50% owner. And it really only is in your best interest anyway, because, like I said, the more credibility you have, the better, the redder tier you're going to get. You probably fall in the A or B tier, as far as the 650 score goes. But we work with all different kinds of credit ratings. And like I said, we're going to get you the best deal that we can get, because we don't want to give you guys anything that you can't handle, because it's unsecured. If you don't, if you don't pay us back here, we're out the 150K,
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so what's a good email I can send over that information to? You can get that back to me.
Yeah, it's roscoebrothers@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll shoot that over right quick. If you have any questions, you can give me a call back. When's a good time for me to follow up here? It's Wednesday. I know, I don't know if you're going to have any big plans for the weekend. Maybe I'll just call you back this time next week.
Yeah, next week sounds good.
Perfect. Well, it was great talking to you. Like I said, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to shoot me an email or give me a call back here, right?
All right, sounds good.
Take care. Bye.
All right, hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Okay. You knew it was me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. A little better. Yeah. All don't right. get me all excited again.
Yeah. You handled it a little bit better. One thing you missed, like, from the beginning in the entire conversation, what was my name?
Dude, I know, and I was afraid to go back to it because you're going to get mad. Was it John?
No, there was – I didn't – no, I was going to say Chris. But you didn't ask me my name or my brother's name or, you know, so there was no – you could have – if you knew my name, you want to know the customer's name, so that way you can be like, you know, Chris, you know, just when you're explaining shit, mm-hmm. you can call me by my first name, which kind of builds a little bit of rapport, you know,
yeah, with the customer. I noticed about 4 or 5 minutes in, and I was like, shit, I don't know if I thought you said it before, and you already, like, you gassed me about not taking good notes before, so I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna bring it up.
Yeah, so you didn't get my name. That's probably the biggest thing that, you know, the opportunity, I would say, for you. You handled the Ray question very well. I asked it 3 times. You handled it well. You asked me how much I need. You got, I'm going to use it for materials. ROI is 40%. When do you need the money? In about a month. Gross annual sales you got. You asked me about my brother's credit at the very end, you lucky bastard. Because I had marked it down. I was like, nah, he missed that. So good job.
Yeah. What are you tracking for next, for this year? I got the plans for growth, I guess. I kind of wanted to get into the project a little bit more. I
should really
know what the hell it is.
Well, but, I mean, you dug in a little bit as far as like net and how do you get paid. So the best thing to do when you're curious, like on that product, because I was really vague with you, right?
Yeah,
If you write this down, this is what Dennis taught me. He was like, hey, man, can you expand on that project that you're doing so I can, you know, get a little bit more details of how it works? Can you expand on that, right? So Dennis taught me that. And it works every fucking time. Every fucking time. And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. So this is how it does. It takes me about, this is what I'll be doing for a school. It's going to take me about, you know, 3 to 4 weeks to do this. That way you get a better idea. You know what I mean? And don't be in a rush to move to the next topic.
Yeah, I did. I noticed that. And you said, like, I don't have a need. And there's, like, working capital. I was, like, pulling fucking papers off my cubicle. And I got a little flustered there for a second. I almost dropped the ball. But, yeah, definitely. Wait, you said, can you expand on that project and give me a little bit more detail? Is that the one you...
Yeah.
All right, no problem.
A project.
But besides that, not too bad.
Not too bad.
Not as bad as last week.
No, it's definitely
Monday.
Much better. You sound confident. You sound clear. You handled the Ray question good. You dug in on my local bank. Found out I got 100K. I only used about 50, which is good. You asked me if I had any other loans out. What did I say?
No,
okay.
you had your mortgage, and I was like, oh, it's not really
that's right.
business. Like, don't worry about that.
Yeah, I did ask. I just put it down here. Did ask if I had other loans. Okay. So it would have been nice, especially when you're doing these mock calls, and you know it's a mock call. I mean, yeah, you wouldn't do it in real life too, but if you would have expanded on the project to see if like that money.
You had any equipment needs.
Exactly. Because you want to try to throw equipment in there. Mm. So you didn't do that. I'm just trying to find things, man, to nitpick.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so. Nitpick because I want to, you know, get this all perfected.
Yeah, but other than that, it was good, man. You did a good job. And I'm glad you recognized it was me this time and you took it from there. So.
Yep. It took me a minute or two because I'd been leaving a lot of voicemails today.
Yeah. No worries, man. Well, shit. You nailed it. You did pretty well. So I'll give the feedback to John and Sam.
No pass yet, right? Not a pass.
Not a pass. I mean, like I said, you missed my fucking name.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, it's pretty big, so.
All right. Next time. You get me next week.
Yeah. But overall, man, it was pretty good, dude. So good job.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
I got back here.
All right.
Bye.